Councilmember Lisa Monteleone had the most personal reason to applaud the first reports of success for the wellness centers. Her significant other was recently stung by a wasp, leaving his arm swollen to the shoulder. She said his experience was both inexpensive and convenient.
In less than, I think it was 8 hours, he was in front of the physician. He got treated. He got his medication. And within a couple of days, the swelling went down and he was fine. But he had a great experience. He said, you know, and I asked him how it was and all these questions, and like he was being interrogated, you know. And he said that it was a very good experience. And he was really thrilled that he didn't have to pay for any of the medications.
But the program's success wasn't always so certain. Last October, it passed by a close vote of 4-3. Councilmember Mary Mulhern was one of the dissenting votes. Despite her initial concerns, she now says the wellness centers turned out to be a good thing for the city.
We were skeptics at first when this came up, although I do want to give credit to Councilman Chairman Miranda. Because he'd been talking about this his whole last term, and reminding us that now this is cutting edge, and that's so great too that Tampa did something cutting edge.
Kimberly Crum is the city's director of human resources. She said the savings so far aren't huge, but compared to estimates of inflation, the centers are a financial success.
So that the claims costs have decreased by $1.2 million so far this year. Now, of course, in order to have an apples-to-apples comparison, we have to add back in the amount of expenses we've seen in the wellness centers. So we add back in the $880,000 for a net claims cost decrease of about $383,000, or 1.9%. So instead of seeing an increase of about 11.5% for the short period of time that we're looking at in this initial implementation, we are seeing a slight decrease.
They're pretty popular so far, too, she said. There have been almost 4,000 visits to the two facilities this year. Many of the patients participated in a survey, and the results were just what the city wants to see.
There's an iPod survey that patients are invited to anonymously respond to, and it contains 8 total questions. Things like, was the location convenient? Was the staff friendly and responsive? And was the facility clean? But the question that we really key in on is, were you 100% satisfied? And of the 1,040 patients who have taken that survey, 98% have answered that they were satisfied or better.
Crum said one of the goals was to focus on key health issues. Doing so, she said, is good for both cost purposes and for the well-being of employees and their families.
You may recall in our prior briefings to you, our goal was to take the city's top 5 diagnoses, which typically drive about 80% of our health care costs, and begin to chip away at those health conditions to try and see improvement earlier or detection earlier so that employees don't end up in, a full-blown disease situation that has a far greater impact on them in their home life, their family life, and here at work.
The most common ailment so far: obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol. Crum said they are also putting emphasis on tobacco cessation. Councilmember Mike Suarez agreed with other council members who are all pleased with the program's performance in its first year.
Because I really see the benefits of this. We're going to see the benefits of it in the long run. So thanks again for your help.
Councilmember Harry Cohen added, the city is doing its part to make Tampa a healthier city. He said the council recently planted a community garden to promote healthy eating habits and is working on implementing more bike paths to foster athletic lifestyles. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.